What we hear in the gospel is Jesus' great commission of sending out the apostles. He sent them out when he was still doing his public ministry, and more importantly, he sent them out after his resurrection. This is really important, that what Christ wished to do, why he came down to earth, was not something that was supposed to be contained just during his lifetime until his resurrection, or even in the small region in the Middle East. That what Christ wished to give was supposed to be sent to the ends of the world. That's what the gospel is. The gospel is good news. That Jesus broke open the doors of heaven, and it wasn't just the small people in this time that he was giving, but it was to everyone, and everyone needed to know about this. So he sent out his apostles. There's a great quote that I use often. It's by a German theologian named Hans-Urs von Balthasar. He said, without a proper understanding of Mary or the church, then Jesus is just someone who appeared out of nowhere and then left without leaving us anything. That the entire reason that we take a priority in understanding who Mary is or what the church is all in relation to Jesus. We give reverence to Mary because it is through her that Jesus got his humanity. It was through Mary that Jesus became incarnate, that he took on flesh. And this idea of a church is something that Jesus wished to give us, that he wanted his mission to be continued on. It wasn't something that was supposed to be stopped. That wouldn't make any sense. It was something that was supposed to be continued. And how we see that now is in the visible church. These first apostles were the first evangelizers. They went out to the ends of the world, and they were the first ones to tell people about Jesus and his new message. We ourselves have been touched by evangelization in ways in which we can't repay. There are very famous saints, Jean de Brébeuf and Isaac Jogues. They were Jesuit missionaries. Them and their companions came to the United States. They were the first ones to evangelize the people here in the United States. And actually, yesterday, we celebrated the feast day of St. Kateri. She's the first Native American that was canonized because of these missionaries that have come over. And even closer to us are the Benedictines. The Benedictines that came to Western North Dakota. The ones who obviously brought the faith, but they also brought health care and education. They started the hospitals and the schools. We are indebted to these people who brought evangelization. I don't know about you, but I think when I first entered seminary, the thought of evangelization was something that kind of seemed outdated. I thought the entire world has been discovered, therefore the entire world has kind of been evangelized. There wouldn't really be a need for it. But that obviously cannot be the case. If that was the case, then that means that half of the gospel is outdated, that it's not applicable to our lives. But we know that that's not true. The way in which Jesus sent out the 12 is the way in which he encourages us to be sent out, to be evangels as well. As I was reading this gospel, I thought of a video that I saw a while ago. It's of Penn Jillette. I really don't know anything about him other than this video. He's an atheist comedian. I know he has this big comedy show, The Penn and Teller. This is not a recommendation for him. I honestly have never even seen him. But I watched this video, and after one of his shows, he would go out and do kind of a meet and greet. He'd sign autographs. And he said this guy came up to him. He was a really normal guy. He spoke well. He looked at him in the eyes. And he said he had a really good conversation with him. And at the end, this guy gave Penn a copy of the New Testament. And he was really touched by it. Penn mentioned that he thought that this guy already knew that he was an atheist, but that didn't prevent him from trying to evangelize him, that he had a good conversation with him. And in reflecting on this experience, Penn had a little video that he put out. And if you think about it, this is coming from an atheist and what he had to say, and he has some really challenging words for us. He said, "I don't respect people who do not evangelize. So if you believe there is a heaven and a hell, and that people could be going to hell or not getting eternal life, and you think it's not really worth telling them because you think it would make it socially awkward, those are pretty challenging words. If we don't think it's worth telling people about eternal life because we think it might be a little awkward, he continues, he says, how much do you have to hate someone not to evangelize? How much do you have to hate someone to believe that everlasting life is possible and not to tell them about it? That we as Christians should have the strong conviction that everlasting life is good news that everyone needs to know about. That what God came and what Jesus brought in the gospel should convict us to want to tell everyone. That's what drove these apostles out. That's why they did it. That's why Jean de Brébeuf and these Dominicans came to the United States to evangelize to these people who didn't know about it. And I would say that evangelization is almost more important now because of people's misconceptions of who Jesus is. We may not be introducing them to who Jesus is, but we may be giving them a correct understanding of what he wanted, what he taught. Throughout this conviction, it's not, you know, I don't think a lot of us will be sent out as missionaries. We may not be sent to Africa or whatnot, but I don't want to exclude that. We have a diocesan mission in Kenya that we send a lot of people to every single year. Not only that, but tomorrow morning I'm leaving with a bunch of Trinity students down to Peru. That we still do these mission trips. These things still happen. If you think about why do we do these mission trips? The Catholic Church is the largest charitable organization in the history of the world. And they go out and they try to evangelize these people through doing good works. Though we may not be those type of missionaries, there is a lot that we can do here in Dickinson, North Dakota. There's a lot that we can do. If I'm honest with myself, there are many times in which I may have shied away from a situation in which I could have evangelized because I thought it could have been socially awkward. And if I'm even more honest with myself, kind of a harsh reality that I think I may have been evangelized more than I've evangelized. There's a lot of people that have come up to me. I've been evangelized by Jehovah Witnesses, by Mormons, that have tried to tell me about Jesus. And that should be kind of shocking to me, that I shouldn't be on the defensive. I should be on the aggressive. I should be on the offensive. But I think there are two things that we can do here in Dickinson, North Dakota, to fulfill what Christ was wanting to tell us, to fulfill how he wanted us to evangelize. The first is that we need to be joyful. We need to be joyful. That a Christian who is not joyful is a contradiction. We need to understand that the way in which Christ taught us to live, the way in which the church encouraged us to live, is a life that will bring happiness. I can honestly say that since joining the seminary, becoming a priest, I've never been so happy or so peaceful in my entire life. That living the way in which the church encourages us to will bring happiness. And that joy that you experience is contagious to other people. I don't know if you've ever seen someone who is just kind of radiating joy, but people want to be around them. There are many times where I see that person and I say, what is it that makes that person special? I want what they have. And if it is their life lived out in a Christian way, it's very easy for that person to say, you want to know why I'm joyful? I'm joyful because I know Jesus Christ. And let me tell you about him. Let me tell you about the relationship I have. And your joy can be the greatest tool of evangelization. The second is that we need to be knowledgeable of the faith. That when CCD class ends, or when you graduate from high school, is not a time in which you can just stop studying the faith. But in a way, that lays the foundation for you to grow ever more. That we need to constantly be understanding our faith and learning it. Because there are many times in which people will come up to us, because maybe they see a crucifix around your neck, Or maybe they see you say a prayer at a restaurant before you eat, and people will talk to you. They'll ask you, why do you do that? What does that mean? Why do you worship Mary? Who are the saints? People will come up to you and they'll ask you these questions. And those are prime evangelization opportunities. This summer happens probably about a couple times a week. My students will text me and they'll say, hey, my coworker is challenging me on this issue. How should I answer it? And I love those opportunities because it gives my students an opportunity to try to explain their faith and for them to grow in their faith. And those are prime evangelization opportunities. So as we leave this Mass, as you guys receive the Eucharist, I hope that you experience the joy in which it gives you, the joy in which Christ wished to give you through the Eucharist, and you take that joy to your family back home. That you take that joy to your workplace, that your co-workers are able to see it, that you're not afraid of those potentially socially awkward situations, but you see them as opportunities to share with people your relationship with Jesus, that you're able to say, hey, I think this is good for you. I think it would be good for you if you got to know Jesus. Your life won't be the same. And through this, we can continue on the mission in which Christ wished to give us.